Om Shanti, good morning. This session is going to be more of a reflective conversation session. So, just to give you a bit of background, there's a group of about 8-9 of us that actually gets together in between the seasons, and we actually reflect on the theme and what is it that we need to plan for the Madhuban program. And part of our conversations has really been that, you know, the needs of the family are changing. I think many of you have been coming to Madhuban for several years now, and we've been very accustomed to, firstly, we had Bab Dada. And of course, when Baba would come, and through that meeting, we'd get so filled with such beautiful experiences. But then we also had a very powerful and consistent support of our seniors giving us classes and inspirations. And over the last few years, we see that drama is changing, and that the availability of being spiritually fed like this is reducing, you know. And so it's almost like drama, in a very gentle way, is telling us that how we need to learn to take from Baba individually. And the process for taking power from Baba individually, one is, yes, our personal time in Baba's room and tapasya, but it's also about really working in our own intellects and reflecting a lot more. You know, unpacking the murli, unpacking what we hear from seniors, and making it concrete for ourselves. Extracting the practices for ourselves and really grounding it deeply within ourselves. It's like we need to stop being little children, and now we have to grow up. And in that process, of course, then we are able to serve those around us and wherever we are. So to just start creating a culture within our family, because we've been very used to passively learning, but now just to start slowly creating a culture of self-learning, you know, of reflecting, of inquiry, of questioning, so that I can get to a deeper level of understanding and experience. And so as we, you know, step into Madhuban, in a way, it really helps when we create a personal focus for ourselves. It becomes like our own personal lens through which we're looking into everything that's coming our way. And you find that when you create your own personal lens and clarity as to where your next step is for yourself, everything will support you. Everything, you know. There'll be conversations that you have over tea time, or it will be a class, or, you know, whatever. But everything will support you and help you. And that's been something that I've really appreciated observing in the last 2 years or so. Though we don't have Bab Dada coming the way we've been accustomed to having Baba coming, it's now a much more subtler object meeting. But I found that how many times the first timers had such powerful experiences, even in these avyakt meetings. And for me, that's always been very beautiful, because it shows Baba will fulfill every soul's deepest need. But we need to tune in, and we need to be clear what is it that the soul needs, you know, and make ourselves accessible and available to receive from Baba. So what we've planned is, we've planned a few questions that we'd like to take you all through. And each question, I'll ask the question, and then that give you some time to reflect. So you can just jot down what thoughts come into your mind. And then at the end of those questions, we'll give some time for sharing in pairs, and then just creating a kind of a feedback process from that. So really this is just to tune yourself, create your personal focus, just to take stock of yourself, just to create that inner process for yourself of what you'd like to extract from the next 2 weeks, because it's a very precious opportunity. I think one thing is so clear when we see what's happening in the world, the very fact that we hear is great fortune. I think souls from China, they had their visas and everything, but can't come. So things in the world can change so quickly. And so just appreciating the space we have, our fortune, the time we have, and just to create that focus so that we take maximum from it. Okay? Brother, could we have some just soft instrumental music, okay? So we'll go through the questions. So the first question is always good to take stock for yourself. And just go into a lovely, quiet, meditative state. Go back to that place within yourself of just quietness and stillness. And just begin to gently turn your mind to your last year. And like a detached observer, just see the scenes, the most significant scenes of your last year. Bring it back into your mind and observe. And when you look at your experiences of the last year, see which ones held some particular significance for you, or like milestones or turning points for you. And I want you to extract at least 3 key lessons for yourself from last year. What were the 3 key lessons for yourself last year? And just jot that down for yourself.
We come to the second question. What do you feel is your next step in your own spiritual journey? What do you feel is your next step in your own spiritual journey? And as the end of the Dharma is coming very, very close, what do you think Dharma is calling you? What do you think is Dharma calling you? What Dharma calling you to be? Dharma.
we have a lot of knowledge and information, but power is only created when we apply it as a particular practice. So the next question is just looking at myself and where I want to be, which practices would I like to make firm for myself in Madhuban? It offers us a wonderful opportunity and space. So what practice would I like to really make firm within myself?
Whenever we come to Madhuban, there's something special you want to take from here and something you want to leave here. So, what would you take from here to start with your own spiritual journey in the next step? And what would you leave behind in Madhuban this time? What would you leave it behind in Madhuban? The question is, what would you take from Madhuban this time? And what would you leave in Madhuban this time?
What we'd like you to do now is maybe in groups of three, if you all could just share a little bit about what came up for you in your reflection, and we'll have a few minutes for each one to share for at least 5 minutes. Okay, so let's break up into groups of three and share. Try and share with someone you maybe haven't had a chance to chat to, language permitting. Okay, do you all need some more time? Okay, we give you another 5 minutes or so, and then we'll share as a group, okay? Okay, so let's see what was our collective learning experience. Because I'm sure from everyone there's something that we can draw from. So, I'd like you to share. Jean will pass around the mic. Don't give me a report. This is what we talked about. And that's what we talked about. I don't want to report back. But really, if there was anything that was like a common learning or common insight in your group that you'd like to share, or something that was like a heart moment, or something that was deeply significant, I'd like you to share that. Yeah. Okay. So whoever wants to can just lift their hand and then... Anyone from any group?
Translation has problems.
Okay, yes.
Om Shanti. What came from our group is that...
Maybe you stand up and look at everyone, then it's like... Yeah. Not to me, it's to everyone.
Om Shanti. My name's Natalie from UK. What came out from our group that's significant is that drama and things, Baba says suddenly, but when it's really personal to you, then it really is like a wake-up call. And we heard in our group someone in the sister very close with the centre, Nawasi, passed away suddenly, and also health change suddenly. So when things happen to you personally, then really, so it's a common thread. Just want to share that. Om Shanti.
You know, just I was reflecting that we've often heard of in the news, you know, whether it's the fires in Australia or water shortage in Africa or whatever the case may be. And before it was just news of what's happening in the world. But now Brahmins are personally affected. You know, they had to evacuate twice or thrice from the retreat centers in Australia. Philippines as well, they had to, evacuate from the retreat center because of the volcano. So it's no longer just news. Brahmins are personally affected, yeah. Another group? It's good.
What is the question, Om Shanti? Okay. Om Shanti? Om Shanti, great morning, all of you. My opinion is in spiritual organization is Brahma Kumaris, and I am realizing, my group is discussing that, I am realizing when I am meditated in Baba, okay, so I'm realizing very power, and I know myself, okay. I know myself with who I am, okay. And who I am, who is my God, okay. Who is my real God, real Baba. And when I am realizing that, and my inner power is a power and happiness and enjoyment and love is emerging. And both all are discussing that, sir. And today I am feel very happy, and I am all moment this day, all moment I am enjoying happiness. Okay, always happy and always enjoyment. Why? Because my Supreme Father is my Baba. Okay, my Baba, and I am realizing that. Okay. You all are God child, and you all are beautiful families. Okay, thank you. I am coming from Kolkata and Indian, okay? Okay. And very nice to meet you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. If anybody else wants to share from the group your insight, what was the key learning, was the common thread, something that was stood out for you all? Don't be shy. We all learn together. Come.
Maybe brother,
sir. Oh, one or two sisters from this side here. Come.
I'm Shanti. I'm Chen from Vietnam. So when we together, we on the same common sense that in Madhuban, we can have a deeper experience, and also we have a feeling of the family, and also we feel that here we can learn a lot when we are together. That is common thing in the group.
Om Shanti. Last month I was in Australia. Near our house, old smoke will come over the house also, the smoke will raise, and they put mask, and only then only they can breathe, otherwise the smoke will. But the weather is also very, at that time 45 degrees. Weather is very hot, and we can't go outside like fire. We open the door, it's like a fire. That experience we have. But then I do meditation to give nature the shakas. At the Amritvela, to 10 to 15 minutes, I give shakas to nature. Then since some small raining, yeah. Otherwise, but very, very furious fire they are. They show in the TV also, many animals, legs of animals died in that fire. And I am from Sri Lanka. My daughter is in Australia. She asked me to come there for 2 months. I went to the Five Dog Center, and they are in the Retreat Center, Lura Center. They are all vacated to Five Dog Center, and Wilton also. Sisters vacate because the fire is near 4 or 5 miles different from Wilton Center. That's all there.
Hi, we are from Brazil Group, and we are talking about there's no other way to follow this path, this spiritual path. You have to separate Baba from Baba's child and focus that he is the only soul who can recharge us. And what the practice we are talking about practicing. See everyone as a point of light in their common actions, and study in a better way, not to as if we do as a common, and realize that it's God himself that are teaching us, and feel Baba's love. We are talking about that, because if we don't feel, nothing happens. So that's where we are, to enjoy Madhuban.
Beautiful, thank you.
Yeah.
Om Shanti. Chủ đề này nói về định hướng, đúng không ạ? Thì khi nói về định hướng á, nó có hai ý. Ý thứ nhất là quay về bên trong, bản thể mình là cốt lõi, là nền tảng chứ. Mình phải tìm thấy được cái nền tảng vững chắc chứ. Rồi sau đó mình mới có được cái tầm nhìn, thì cái định hướng nó mới chính xác.
So the question say about direction, so I think that the first we throw inside, and then we have a vision, and we have a clear vision, and then we know what is the foundation.
Các anh chị hãy nhìn lên hai cái hình ảnh. Hình ảnh chính diện là hai người cha, và hình ảnh bên cạnh là một thiên thần.
So on the picture here already say what I want to say, that is Brahma Baba photo and the angel.
Trước tiên mình phải nhìn vào cốt lõi của mình là ai? Mình đến với thế giới này với mục đích gì? Và cái mục đích sống đó tạo ra cái giá trị cho cuộc đời của mình là gì? Đó là phần cốt lõi, là nền tảng. Thì khi mình thấy được cái nền tảng, mình có cái duyên được trở về nhà ba ba để mình thấy được cái hành trình lịch sử của người cha, là cái gương mẫu, là những cái kiến thức mà người hấp thụ được Thượng Đế.
So the fortune for me to come this time because look at Brahma Baba example in order to know what is the aim.
Các anh chị có thấy cái cốt lõi tâm điểm là Thượng Đế không? Là kiến thức người trao cho mình, là những cái mong mỏi, những cái hy vọng, những cái sứ mệnh người cha Brahma đã nhận được người cha. Cái vòng tròn xoay ánh sáng đó là cái sự kết nối tình yêu thương tổng thể. Tất cả chúng ta đều làm có cùng một người cha, có cùng một tầm nhìn, có cùng một hành động, một ngôn ngữ, một lối sống. Tất cả đều quay về bên trong bản thể là một nhất thể, một chấm điểm ánh sáng.
So from the photo in front of me, I know that Sri Baba and then the circle around Brahma Baba, that is we own together with love, and we all know what is our aim. We also have the same family, the same aim, the same road.
Khi đã là một gia đình thì chúng ta phải sống hòa bình, yêu thương, hạnh phúc và đoàn kết. Thì khi các bạn quay về cái ngôi ở cái tháp hòa bình của ba ba đó, nó có bốn thông điệp: hòa bình, kiến thức, thanh khiết và sức mạnh. Và cái thông điệp thứ hai là quay về bản thể cá nhân, mình trở thành một thiên thần thánh thiện, thanh khiết, thì mình có được hấp thụ được những cái kiến thức của người thông qua được cái thành quả là tám ly ngọc, và mình luôn thắp sáng cái ngọn nến của mình bằng những cái kiến thức của người.
So from that photo I really know what's in my aim, and from Andrew I know that is the light in order to show me to go to the aim.
Okay, any last group that would like to share some insights? Something that came up in your conversations? It's a way forward. Maybe a brothers group. Brothers. We've got few brothers. Maybe you want... Come brothers, come share a little bit.
Don't be shy.
Okay, Ricardo's going to translate, huh? Come share on their behalf, translate.
Om Shanti, my name is Hung, I'm from Vietnam. I'd like to share the question about what is the drama calling me. So the drama, I feel the drama call me to play my part correctly. And because I've been looking at the models. We have outside model, and we also have BK models. So someone is like this, someone like that, we want to copy. But this time I really feel that I want to really live myself. And how to do that? There are two ways. One is to look inside, but looking inside is so not so easy. So what I do is to look outside. It's not what Baba say, but look outside means look at our relationship, our situation. It all reflects the inside of us, all reflects our sanskar, and I act according to that, and I feel so naturally, and that's the way I get to know myself and do my part. Thank you.
I think for many of us, it is dramas asking us to really step into our own power, isn't it? In some ways or another, it's really about taking from Baba and then knowing what it is that I have to do, my unique contribution, and trusting that on a deep level. I think just a bit from our sharing as well, it was just really that we all have faith in Baba, and that's why we're here. But it's also time that we can really see how much do I live my faith. And living my faith in some ways, it's also trusting God, trusting the drama and whatever's unfolding in the drama. And when I'm doing that, the sign that I am trusting and having that deeper faith is that I think less. How many of you feel I want to think less? Get rid of waste thoughts. I mean, that's really the key, isn't it? Because we take so much from Baba, but how are we able to really reflect what we take from Baba is when the interference is cleared. And so really just a key focus right now, and just for the self, but also in terms of service, the need is our own state of clarity and stability. That if we keep the mind clear and the heart stable in that sense, then we are able to catch what Baba wants to give us and how we need to respond in every scene. Because in some ways I feel where we're heading, it's not logical answers as a response to situations. It's like we have to go just beyond the logic and the head thinking, but it's almost like making ourselves subtle enough so that we're catching Baba's signals. And that subtlety comes when we're having less interference of our own overthinking. And I think it was a blessing a few weeks back where Baba said, drama is such that it's going to invoke more thinking, but you need to create the practice to put that break. And, you know, just keep to the essence in my own awareness so that the right response at the right time, in the right way. And so just that deep level of stability, we the more unstable the world becomes, the more stable we have to become. We have to become the opposite of where the world's heading. And also the feeling that it's not just about for ourselves and how we're serving the world, but I think our own stability and stage of just being connected and clear is to serve the family as well, you know, to offer that kind of support to the family as well. That's what's needed, our own personal dharana of stability. So it's like a wave that I think everyone's catching on in different ways. But that's what Baba's gently preparing us into, so that what we need to be for ourselves, but for each other as well. Okay, so what we'd like you to do now, just to end off this morning session, we're going to pass two pieces of paper. One's a blue and the other one is a yellow, okay? So you can choose which one is for which, but we'd like you on one sheet to write a letter to Baba, and on the other sheet, immediately let Baba write a letter back to you. So your letter to Baba as to your hopes, your aims, your wishes, whatever you'd like to put in there. And then don't think too much, but just immediately let Baba write back to you. Okay? So we just end off with that last exercise. And both these letters you keep for yourself. So write first your letter to Baba and then let Baba write back to you. Okay, great. Okay, Om Shanti. So I can take time to finish off the letter later, but we're just going to end off now with the song. Okay, thank you, Om Shanti.